This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Help wanted. Construction. The Bureau of Labor Statistics says there are 196,000 vacant construction jobs across the country, contributing to a housing shortage. Enter retailer Home Depot. It plans to spend $50 million over 10 years to train military veterans and high schoolers into learning residential construction jobs. Marketplace's Renata Sago reports from Fort Stewart, Georgia.
A forklift, some saw stations, and an unfinished wood frame house decorate the classroom where Tony Dyke and his classmates, in hard hats with drills in hand, maneuver the bare bones structure of a wall switch.
We're wiring up a receptacle that is constant hot and also controlled by a single pull switch.
In layman's terms, they're rigging a switch to turn on a light and something else, say a lamp that's plugged into an outlet. The Home Depot Foundation is helping pay for this apprenticeship through the Home Builders Institute, the educational arm of the National Association of Home Builders. The goal is to give soldiers returning to civilian life, like Dyke, the tools they need for a job in residential construction. This training gives Dyke a shot at earning at least $17.61 an hour, though he's hoping to earn more after 3.5 years driving a tank.
It doesn't really transition well to the civilian world. There's no tanks in the civilian world.
In a survey last year, the U.S. Chamber of Commerce found that more than two-thirds of small contractors in residential construction are having difficulty finding skilled workers. Heather Prill is with the Home Depot Foundation.
We've got tradespeople who are retiring out of the system, but we don't have that younger generation that's coming in behind them.
In March, the foundation announced it's investing $50 million to expand HBI apprenticeships to military bases and high schools. The goal is to help train 20,000 workers in the next 10 years. There's one challenge, according to Peter Phillips, a labor economist at the University of Utah. That only represents about 1% of the residential construction labor force.
And this is exacerbated by the problem that in residential construction, historically, there has been very little formal training.
He says the residential construction industry needs 600,000 new skilled workers to bounce back to where it was before the Great Recession. In Hinesville, Georgia, I'm Renata Sago for Marketplace.